Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, give us the website again, please.
ELCircle.com.
Tell us what we'll find there.
You'll find an enormous amount of leadership information, even to the point of video-based leadership development.
There you go. So check that out, folks. ELCircle.com. Jim Cantarucci has been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 8 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate that anniversary. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. We're talking about the leadership, some of the key leadership traits. If you're going to lead change, what do you got to have? What kind of goods you got to have? What kind of traits and characteristics do you have to have to be a good leader? Jim, what's next?
Well, Jim, one phrase that really bugs me a lot is it's not personal, it's business.
Ah.
You know, we just know that.
If somebody
not
says
true.
That to me, what they're telling me is that they've done something to me personally, and I should get over it.
Exactly. You know, it was personal when you asked me to leave my corporate job and come work for your small business,
right,
and not know what's going to happen. That was personal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't business. So if we know that that's not true, let's not think that way. So in the day-to-day transactional activities of our business, it is personal. Mm-hmm. So take responsibility for helping that person through that situation, through the ambiguity, through the change, be there, communicate, give them the information that they need, make them a partner in the process, and then you increase the engagement of that human being mm-hmm. in our business.
Isn't
that what it's all about?
Anytime somebody else doesn't have the same frame of reference that you do, doesn't have the same information you do, doesn't have the same power that you do, it's personal for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not personal for you, even if you say that and you believe it, it is personal for them, isn't it? You actually don't have a right to say that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's all personal if we're vested. If you have employees that are just coming for a paycheck, well, you know, that's a different problem. Let's solve that one. But if you're a thriving, growing business, it's personal for everyone. So let's just treat it that way is my message. Let's make sure that we hold the hand all the way through the process of mm-hmm. the natural ambiguity that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And people will then bust through that brick wall for us and get things done.
What does it look like? What do you think it looks like? Not when people say it's not personal, but when they actually act that way. What does that look like?
Well, it's keeping information close to the vest. It's not being open and honest about what's happening. It's making assumptions about people's motivation and what jazzes them about coming to work.
How about not recognizing that they have lives too, and aspirations too?
Right, because they have an entire tree of family and friends, et cetera, that are dependent on their position, their job. And so you're messing with that on a day-to-day basis, given the state of change that we're always in.
But they have just as much of a desire to be successful in their life as you do.
Exactly right.
And I think they're
leading an enterprise as well, just like you are.
That's right. And I think a lot of times leaders they miss that. Because they think of them as an employee, not as someone who has aspirations as well.
You got it. And that's what we need to shift in order to go to that next level with
mm-hmm.
our business.
Mm-hmm. So do you say that to them? Do you say, okay, guys, I'm an entrepreneur. You come to work for an entrepreneur. If you're going to be here, you're going to be an entrepreneur, and I'm going to treat you like one.
Exactly right. I mean, that's how we do it. We're all entrepreneurs at that point. No matter how many employees there are in the company, it could be 1,000, you know.
Right.
We're all in that mode. And if we act that way, and then we hold each other accountable.
Right.
But that could be a little scary if you want to be the top dog, right?
Right.
So you have to get over that because that's not real leadership.
Well, and how you get over that is by recognizing what I call Blasingame's Law of Aggregation, and that is that if you really do pull this off, you get to aggregate by subordinating yourself a little bit. You aggregate, as the owner, you aggregate their success.
Showing that vulnerability is a key to success. There's right. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I like that. Give us the website again, Jim.
ELCircle.com. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, check it out, folks. ELCircle.com. The book is called Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. You're going to like what you find when you find Jim. Hey, Jim Cantarucci, come back again real soon. Good job today.
Love to hang out with you anytime, Jim.
We'll get you back again real soon. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.